is finished. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit.
Truly, this was the Son of God.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. And all the people were listening, too.
Do you know what this means?
Of course I do. On the very day we crucified Jesus, three people have testified to their faith in him. First, Simon, who bore the cross. Second, the thief on the cross. And now this centurion, chief of the soldiers at the cross.
I mean what it means to us, you and me, and all the Israelite rulers and priests.
You tell me, my wise one.
This man, Jesus, is more dangerous to us dead than he was alive. You don't hear the crowd jeering and jesting now. Oh, his broken, bruised body hanging on the cross, his cry of victory as he died, the display of heavenly displeasure, the very upheaval of the rocks and mountains, the darkness, all have united to convince people that our charges against him are false. You can hardly blame the people for believing in him.
Do you?
The star knew he was Christ as it guided the wise men to Bethlehem. The heavenly hosts knew it when they sang praises to his name. The sea recognized his voice by obeying him. Disease, even death, obeyed his voice and authority by yielding to him their prey. The mountains recognized him and shook and shivered into fragments at his cry. You ask me if I do.
Do you?
Do you?
No. We have carried out our purpose by putting him to death, yet I feel no real sense of victory. I am harassed with doubts as to what will happen next. I think we are jealous of Jesus.
In death?
More than before. The attention of the people is centered on Jesus. I fear the result of what we have done this day. And may I remind you, today is preparation day, tomorrow the Sabbath. You dare not let Jesus hang on the cross over the Sabbath, or the two thieves either. And the Sabbath is drawing near.
But they will not yet be dead. Usually it takes 2 or 3 days for one to die on the cross.
We'll have to ask Pilate for their bodies.
Alive?
No, that wouldn't be quite right, now would it?
You're suggesting we hasten their death?
Is not that better than to violate the sanctity of the Sabbath by letting the three bodies hang on the cross over the Sabbath?
You are heartless.
Of course.
Your national leaders do not care for me. I'm anxious to win their approval, so I'm as anxious as you to see to it that the bodies do not hang on the cross over the Sabbath. You have my permission to take them down and bury them in the criminal's grave.
But, Your Honor, I doubt that they are yet dead. It's been only hours since they were hung on the cross.
You suggest that death be hastened.
Yes, Your Honor. Possibly by, breaking their legs.
Permission granted.
All right, guard. Do as His Honor commanded. Break their legs.
Is that necessary?
Your Highness, is that not rather cruel?
Do as Pilate said.
Yes, sir.
All right, guard, the other thief.
It's cruel, but... All right.
Now, this one.
Yes, sir. Oh, sir, this one is already dead.
Dead? Right. So soon?
He is dead.
But I don't believe it.
Neither do I.
It's a plot.
Must be. Are you sure it's Jesus hanging there?
I am. Centurion, you were in charge of the crucifixion. Is that actually Jesus hanging there?
Yes, positive.
It is.
I know how to thwart the plot of the disciples, if they have one.
Hmm?
Guard, thrust your spear into the man's side. We must make sure he's dead before our Sabbath begins.
As you say, sir.
Obeying the command, the guard thrust his spear into the limp form of Jesus hanging on the cross.
What? Blood and water. He died of a broken heart.
Our lord is dead. The rulers made sure of that.
Witness his closed eyelids, his drooping head, his hair matted with blood, his pierced hands and feet, and the spear thrust in.
I can hardly believe that he is dead. Our hope of a Messiah is perished. Even so, I still love him, even more than in life. I long for his warmth, his love, his presence.
What are we going to do with his body? It's precious to us. We must give him an honored burial.
Yes, but how? Persons put to death for treason against the Roman government are assigned a burial ground, especially provided for criminals.
No.
I'll see if somehow I can find a decent place to bury him.
We'll go with you, Matthew.
Not I. I'll stay here with Mother and the women from Galilee.